When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Well, the CIA helped to pinpoint a gathering of Iranian leaders, then Israel struck. And, of course, the CIA is using Palantir, which is using Anthropic and so forth. The CIA had been tracking Khamenei for months, gaining more confidence about his locations and his patterns. That's called geospatial intelligence, folks. And so to point out, that's what they've been working on. The fastest growing part of the intelligence agencies going back to the late 1990s. That's where James Clapper made his mark and rose through the intelligence agencies, was with geospatial intelligence. And this is what they do in terms of tracking our politics and our opinions as well. The agency learned that a meeting of top Iranian officials would take place on Saturday morning at a leadership compound in the heart of Tehran. The CIA learned that the supreme leader would be at the site as well. Well, the U.S. military used Anthropic in Iran strike despite a ban order by Trump, says the Wall Street Journal. Think about this. In all the lead up to this, Warpeet went on the warpath with Anthropic because they said, you know, we've got some standards and we don't want our system to be used for this and this. And he goes, you'll use it for whatever we want to do, right? If I've got something that's illegal, immoral, unethical, you'll still work with us, right? I said, no, we won't. And so it's like, okay, you got to get out of here, and we're going to punish these people, said people in the Pentagon. Said it's going to be a real problem to extract them out of all these different things, and we're going to make them pay a price. We're going to try to put them out of business. We're going to declare that they are a security risk, and anybody who does any business with the American government can't use them in any way possible. Well, they are doing this. And again, it's like I say, it's not geopolitics. It's not some grand scheme of what they want to do. Instead, even as they are setting up their sneak attack, right, and they know they're going to do this, they anathematize Anthropic and try to shut them down on the eve of going to war. This is like changing horses in the middle of a stream, right? What is the matter with these people? They're the gang that can't shoot straight, quite frankly. They're idiots. It's a ship of fools. The U.S. military reportedly used Anthropic during a major airstrike on Iran only hours after Trump ordered federal agencies to halt use of the computer systems. CENTCOM used Anthropic's Claude AI model for operational support, according to people familiar with the matter, cited by the Wall Street Journal. It is reportedly assisted with intelligence analysis identifying potential targets, like Khamenei. and running battlefield simulations. The incident shows how deeply advanced AI systems have become embedded in defense operations. Even as the administration moved to sever ties with the company, Claude remained integrated into military workflows. So even as they have this completely embedded there and they want to go to war, it's Trump's ego that is really the thing that we have to be concerned about, right? On Friday, the Trump administration instructed agencies to stop working with the company, directed the Department of Defense to treat it as a potential security risk. Anthropic refusing to grant unrestricted military use of its AI for any lawful scenario, they say. And yet, we look at this and it's like, lawful? What does that really mean to the Warpeet administration in the Pentagon or to the Trump regime, right? It doesn't have any meaning left whatsoever. And so Anthropic has previously secured a multi-year Pentagon contract worth up to $200 million, along with several major AI labs, partnerships involving Palantir and Amazon. Claude became approved for classified intelligence and operational workflows. The system was reportedly also involved in earlier operations, including a January mission to Venezuela that resulted in the kidnapping of Maduro. Hegseth demanded that the company permit unrestricted military use of its models. The Anthropic CEO rejected the request, describing certain applications as ethical boundaries that the company would not cross. Nothing bothers Warpeet more than when somebody says, don't follow illegal orders, or when somebody says, don't use my product for mass surveillance of Americans. Don't use my product to power autonomous killing machines. That's the kind of stuff that bothers them. Does it bother you what this guy's mentality is? I tell you, I've seen a lot of secretaries come and go with the Department of Defense. Pete Hegseth is absolutely the most criminal of any of them. He's worse than Lion Leon Panetta. He really is. He's of the same cloth, quite frankly. There's no ethical boundaries that he isn't demanding that people cross. And so he goes to the most unethical of the Silicon Valley technocrats, Sam Altman, and they set up a deal with OpenAI. In an interview on Saturday, the Anthropic CEO said he opposes the use of its AI models for mass domestic surveillance and for fully autonomous weapons. So therefore, the Pentagon, not just ICE, but the Pentagon is part of the domestic police state, right? Remember when Obama was suspected of this? And now while Trump is doing it, right, we said Alex Jones did four documentaries about police state USA and the Obama deception, all the rest of stuff. But now that Trump is actually putting this into place, wants to use the Pentagon and use artificial. This is what they're so focused on AI about. Remember, I said this from the very beginning. I said the most dangerous part of AI is mass surveillance and the intelligence that they can glean by looking at you, the way they can analyze this and figure out what you're doing. But there's another aspect of this, and that is the fact that Anthropic has been banned from federal government contracts. This is reason. Looking at the business side of this, the unprecedented nature of the U.S. government in a fit of ego of the Trump administration, again, ego politics, deciding that in the same way, if he doesn't like what Canadian mayor does, he wants to put massive tariffs on Canada. You know, this is this kind of reaction. You don't bow the knee to me, I will destroy you. Kiss my ring. Kiss my foot. Get down on the ground. This guy is a tyrant, a dictator, unlike any that we've ever seen in the office. We've had other people like him, but they try to hide it. Trump doesn't. He revels in it. So he's banned all federal agencies from working with him. And again, the $200 million contract is chicken feed. As I point out, it's only about 1.5% of their gross revenue. But once he puts this out and bans everybody else, if they have any interaction with the federal government, in other words, you're going to choose to work with the federal government or you're going to work with Anthropic. You can't do both, according to Trump. that's going to hurt them significantly. You know, the direct contract that they have is only 1.5% of their revenue. But the rest of this stuff is going to really have a knock-on effect. Hegseth demanded that Anthropic equip the Pentagon and AI models free from usage policy constraints that may limit lawful military applications. Well, if, we look at how they're willing to disrupt all this stuff, I mean, it's going to be really difficult, as I said, to extract all this stuff. So they want to punish Anthropic because of that. But think about it. Why would they go through the process of extracting all this stuff if Hegseth didn't want to use it for mass domestic surveillance and for autonomous killing weapons? At the same time, he says, well, I'm not going to use it for anything unlawful. He is willing to go through all of this hassle, all of this problem, in order to have the ability to do these kind of unlawful, unethical things. You do see how the guy is lying out of both sides of his mouth, right? So the CEO of Anthropic published a public letter Thursday night explaining his constitutional, ethical, and technical concerns about unleashing AI that is capable of surveilling American citizens at home and executing people abroad according to its own judgment instead of a human being's. So again, what does this tell you about the Pentagon and about Pete? The Pentagon is guilty of a glaring contradiction, says Reason. This is a guy who is at the R Street Institute, Mark Dalton. He says they are guilty of a glaring contradiction on the first side. They consider Anthropic's technology so vital to national defense that they thought that invoking the Defense Production Act was justified to retain access earlier this week, then suddenly designating the company as a supply chain risk. The ego politics of putting them as a supply chain risk is what would keep other companies from being able to do business with them. The president is permitting a six-month window during which the federal agencies, including the Pentagon, will continue to use Claude. That's how integrated it is already. That's how vital it is already. And so when you think about all of that trouble, why would they go to all that trouble if they didn't really want to use it for mass surveillance? Pete Hegseth is lying to you about this. Dean Ball, the senior fellow of the Foundation for American Innovation, said this designation as a supply chain risk is the most damaging policy move I have ever seen the U.S. government try to make. Because, again, this is Mafia Don. Respect me or die, right? The company's usage policy has explicitly prohibited the use of its AI models for domestic surveillance purposes and to produce, modify, design, market, or distribute weapons, explosives, dangerous materials, or other systems designed to create harm to or loss of life since June of 2024 when it began supporting American warfighters. These provisions are maintained in Anthropic's current usage policy. The company then received a $200 million Pentagon contract over a year later in July of 2025. So it was Pete Hegseth who gave them the $200 million contract. He knew what their policy was. Neither the president nor the secretary of defense were ignorant of these usage conditions. But now they have started paying attention because, A, they're not only evil, but they're incompetent. Neither Trump nor Hegseth have claimed that the CEO of Anthropic changed Anthropic's terms of service. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman claimed that the Department of Defense agrees with OpenAI's most important safety principles, prohibitions on domestic mass surveillance and human responsibility for the use of force. If that's the case, then why the fight, right? Again, this is the same type of stuff we're hearing about Iran's nuclear program. Well, we obliterated it. It's all gone. There's not anything left. Well, now we have to bomb them again to get it, right, to stop their programs. The Trump administration doesn't even think twice when they lie to the American public. I mean, we have video footage from a gazillion different angles of ICE agents murdering Alex Pretty and the woman Good, Renee Good. And yet they come out with absurd lies. With the Renee Good thing, you had Christy Noem come out and said, yeah, they were stuck in the snow and then they got attacked by this woman and all the rest of the stuff. And it's like, no, everybody's seen the video. We know you're lying. Trump did that as well. And so they're doing that again with this. We all know why they are having this fight with Anthropic. The Anthropic blowout with the military involved the theoretical use of Claude for an incoming nuclear strike, is what they're saying. They said that hypothetical nuclear strike scenario, according to the Washington Post, a defense official told the Washington Post the Pentagon's technology chief posed an extremely hypothetical: would Anthropic let the military use Claude to help shoot down a nuclear-armed intercontinental ballistic missile? The CEO supposedly apparently irritated the Pentagon leaders and said, well, you could call us and we'd work it out. And so that's what the Washington Post is saying. However, the CEO said that is patently false. I'm inclined to believe him, since I don't know him, but I know that everybody in the Trump administration is an absurd liar. And we've seen it happen over and over again. He said the company had agreed to allow Claude to be used for missile defense. The Trump administration figures both inside and outside the DOD have piled pressure on Anthropic that has an avowed focus on safety. The CEO has criticized the administration's attempt to curb AI regulation, which included, listen to this, see, he's been a critic, so he has, the CEO of Anthropic has been a critic of what the Trump administration has done, saying, you're not going to have any restrictions on AI, state or local, for 10 years, right? And I said, the reason they're doing that is because they've got some real nefarious uses for AI involved. And of course, the CEO of Anthropic has said that, and he's been critical of the Trump administration. I think that is what this is really about. He says, included a proposed ban on state-level regulation. This is, I think, the essence of what is happening. And it is something that really should concern us. And it's something we don't have time to talk about more today, but we will revisit this. I'm afraid that the Pentagon and War Pete and Trump will revisit this as well. Have a good day. Thank you for joining us.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, Choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. Step up your grilling game with Solaire portable infrared grills, which are perfect for RVers, tailgaters, backyards, and a memorable gift. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a Solaire portable alongside your current gas grill as a sear zone for more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.